You are now getting involved here with the Chop Sports Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a very, very, very feel-good Friday. It is Friday, obviously, June 18th, 2021. Sturge and Gooch in the house. Production Pete is on assignment, a.k.a. he's probably boozing somewhere at a lake house or something right there, right?
Like, yeah, he's probably eating mushrooms or something.
Eating Pete, yeah. Or whatever it's called. What I call him? Production Eat?
Production Eat.
Production Eat is probably eating, drinking, all that good stuff. I tell you what, man. We've played 14, well, if you count the two forfeits, but 14 games in a softball season, and we finished 7-7, right? Which, again, we are a middle-of-the-pack team right now. I think we're a little better than our record states, but I will say that last night, game two against Ben Wexler's Land Sharks, and I say that as if they didn't add him, like, after the fact. They've been Land Sharks forever. This team's been established for a long time. My buddies Don Diego's, the Don Diego's now, married with kids, are over there. But we get a walk-off win, man. Is there a better, not only walk-off win, extra innings walk-off win? Danielle Stansky, shout out to her and that. Listen, not a laser beam of a shot and more or less an ill-advised throw, but Bobby hustling down the line. We get the dub, and that's how we're going into the playoffs, right? It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it feels good. I hit like shit yesterday, and I had a chance, like as we all talked about, I hit the game winner a couple weeks back. I had a chance to end the game in walk-off fashion, and I popped out to Ben.
To Ben, of to all Ben. People. That's right. A lot of people went out to Ben. We were all picking on him, and he didn't get choked up.
Ben made some plays, yeah. And Ben hit a shot.
Yeah.
He did hit a shot.
Speaking of shots, your boy Sturge got warning track power.
Yeah, WTP over here, baby. I was going to talk shit. I was like, Dave, I got to say this, but I haven't hit the ball out of the infield today. But you know what we call that, right? And you're like, what? I was like, warning track power, bro.
That was my best hit of the year, of this season, where my average.
But you hit it to fucking MJ and left.
Oh, Christ, yeah. Talk about it, yeah. I mean, they had such opposite sides of the spectrum on their team between Michael Jordan, who shows up in a Michael Jordan jersey and basketball shorts to play softball, to the other extreme where you got full uniform, pants, and that guy. Look, I'm not going to talk shit publicly, but we had a situation yesterday where our replacement girl, Danielle, was in the team, on the team, because of, you know, we had another girl couldn't make it, so we just added her for her power, she's an athlete, you know, she's been an athlete her whole life. Just so happens that we get a hobbled girl, you know, she's hurt before the game even starts. She takes one swing and puts all the pressure on her knee, and now her knee's gone, right? So we put her in right field, but I'm watching her walk out to right field, and she could barely walk, and I'm like, oh, man, like, this is kind of stupid. Like, this is a co-ed, like, there's no reason for you to, like, completely fall off the face of the earth because of softball. So I gladly went over to the umpire, and I said, look, I know the rules. There's three girls. You have to have three girls on your team in the field at all times. Can we make an exception? My right fielder can barely walk. I'll go out there and play right field. Chances are there's no balls hit out my way, but I don't want her on her feet. He's like, I'm cool with it. You just got to go ask the other team. And I said, okay, fine. And I know those guys, or most of them, and I go over there. And I said, look, right fielder, can't even stand, you know, can we make an adjustment? Then they're like, oh, so you want to play 9-on-9? I said, no. I was like, I'll go out there for her if you just allow us to play two girls. And everybody was kind of like, you know what, that's fine. But homeboy that had the pants, wearing the pants on the team, decided to say, well, the rules are you need three girls in the field. I was like, I looked at him dead in the eyes. I said, thanks, bro. And I turned around and I marched back to the dugout. Now, I must have said a lot of obscene things from the dugout yesterday. And I know that, you know, Ashley's there. The team mom is in the house. Your family's in the house. Jimmy Palumbo shows up. He's got another guy there. Who's that guy?
That's Joe D's dad.
I knew. All right. So I knew that. So he's there and I'm yelling stuff that I'm not proud of. You know what I mean? Because I'm mad at this point. I don't get mad when it comes to slow pitch softball. But this guy literally big leagued me and said, you know, we can't adjust the rules. I'm like, bro, like the girl can barely stand, you know, but whatever. I know you don't believe in karma, but after that, we won the game in walk-off fashion. So the softball season, regular season's over. We head into the playoffs. But I do ask you before we get into all the stories of last night, Who's your MVP?
It's not even a debate. Bobby's the MVP.
Bobby Jones.
Yeah, I think he had seven bangers this year, and he pitched.
He was our pitcher.
And if you hit one, pretty much he was like a vacuum in the field, too. So he covered a lot of ground from the mound. He made his pitch. He back up 5 feet, and he was like having an extra middle infielder out there.
Yeah.
Bobby's was clutch all year.
Bobby would probably gladly accept the award. Last night, though, out of nowhere, Mangine, my God. Talk about a vacuum. He was getting up. He jumped higher than I've maybe ever jumped if I jumped twice. if I jumped on something and then jumped on something again, he jumped higher than that. It was an unbelievable game. Both sides. Again, I thought there was going to be a lot more shit talking between us and Wex. I was getting in his head a little bit when I was catching first game behind a plate. You know, I said, you know, the normal, the no stick. You know, this guy's going to ground out. I'm in his head, blah, blah, blah. And he did. You know, he was like, I don't know, 2-for-6 or 2-for-5 overall in the two games. But, hey, listen. Dub is a dub. We get the win. Heading into the playoffs. Very happy about that. But, yeah, shout out to Full Uniform Pants Guy, who did not want to play ball last night. So, you're lucky I was, you know, in front of, like, extended family, meaning the Gucci family. I would have rocked his world. I was so mad, dude.
Dave wasn't having it.
Ashley was definitely like, why are you so mad?
And I see his side of it where if he had to go to his girls and be like, look, one of you guys are going to sit because they're sitting a girl. Then he'd be like, that would be an awkward conversation to go up to them and be like, all right, which one of you bitches are going to sit? And I shouldn't have said that. Bitches, but.
It's all right. No, if the shoe was on the other foot, 110%, I would have said, no, man, don't, do your thing. Go, you know, if she's hurt, she's hurt. I totally get it. These guys took it a little too serious. And, you know, and sources have said that we might see these guys first round of the playoffs.
I'm pretty sure it's going to line up that way.
Well, you know what? Then it's a blood feud all of a sudden. But there was sports last night. We took our business over to Miller's Ale House in Woodbridge to catch the end of the Nets game, to catch the end of the Yankees game, to catch the end of the Islanders game. So we definitely saw a lot of stuff. We'll start.
I gotta say, we gotta find a new spot. We gotta figure out a new spot that we could go to watch games because Miller's does last call at 10:30,
and it's rough.
It's the middle of the Nets game. We have Yankees playing, and it's like, wait, we just came here after a game to watch the game, and you're making us leave.
I think there was just nobody there. That's the problem. I think that they saw that we were the only ones in that back bar.
That's not true, though. I looked around. I mean, and it's also, it doesn't matter.
Right. I thought, listen, I didn't know that was the rule. Maybe it's a COVID thing. I don't know. But, yeah, they're closing relatively early. And I was telling you right in pre, I said, dude, if they would have did that in a Knicks playoff game or a big Yankee game or a game I was invested in, I would have been raising hell. And because they turned on American Ninja Warrior. I don't know if you realize that. Like, they took the Nets game off almost as if, like, hey, this is your cue, get out. And then Shine, to the rescue, went over to pretty much the booth where they control the channels and, like, held the guy up at gunpoint or something.
And then somehow came back with, like, another bucket of Pabst Blue Ribbon, right?
Yo, shout out to Nick Shine for literally setting that up. I mean, he got the table, you know, and he said that there was a group coming. So we got to see it all. We'll start with the Islanders. Unfortunately, they drop a game. Now they're down 2-1 to the Lightning.
My boy Stamkos, baby.
Gucci's Lightning. So that series is now 2-1 in favor of the Tampa Bay Lightning over the Islanders. And, of course, before I get into
it. Wasn't there another hockey game last night?
No.
No? Are you
That's
sure?
That's tonight. There's right. one tonight. Right. I do want to touch this before we get into basketball and baseball. That hack-a-doodle-doo reporter that decided to try to blow up.
Oh, what a pussy. I'm so happy. Not that I'm happy, but I love being immediately right.
It was a very gratifying feeling. When you have no proof, you cannot do what they did
because
he did.
It's his peers that are going like, all right, yeah, dude, this is amazing. Like, you got this. Like, where'd you hear it from? And he's like, oh, no. I don't have actual sources. I just kind of know things. And they're like, wait, but you can't report on things unless you have a source. This is like, you know, journalism 101.
Absolutely. Journalism 101. The guy said, and I quote,
he's a fucking hack.
My world turned upside down because of the stuff that I released.
I regret. What? Of course.
AKA, you got assaulted by the media, possibly by the teams that said, you better bury this shit.
Oh, 100%.
Or we'll bury you.
First of all, he got lawyers out the ass hitting him up saying, all right, bro, you know,
good luck.
Sign this piece of paper because we're going to see you in court.
Right.
What do you got to say again? Oh, absolutely fucking nothing is what you got to say.
Unbelievable. I can't believe. I mean, I can believe it because people try to get those clicks, you, bro.
And Chase Utley, even my favorite player, is the worst of them all. Okay, context, please.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm pretty sure Chase Utley is a world champion.
He mentioned Adrian Beltre a couple times. He mentioned Judge. again, what was his basis on Judge? Home and away splits? Are you kidding right now? You said it yesterday. Like, ooh, a guy plays better at home? What a concept. You know what I mean? Like, that's a thing. That's a legitimate thing. But anyway, I had to start with that because I'm just glad he was exposed himself and then got ruined. And then, again, now I think it was Curtis Counts, our resident realtor, who said good luck covering professional badminton for the rest of your life because there is not one clubhouse that's going to let your hack ass in anymore if you're going to try to expose people like that. So good riddance to
the
that
anti-establishment guy. Sports media.
There it is. That's who he is, bro. So we do start with the Nets. And so a game they obviously didn't have to have going into Milwaukee, they didn't get the job done. And shout out to Middleton, my God. You know, great game out of him. 38 points, 30 out of Giannis. Like, they played their game.
Hey, Giannis must have saw my
He was, yeah, he did. He actually said it. In the post game, he said that.
I think there was 29 views on the the highlight reel of us talking about Giannis on the podcast.
That was number one.
One of them was Giannis, apparently, because he answered the fucking bell. He didn't shrink in the fourth quarter this time. They actually almost blew it, though. They got within five, and then just they went on a 14-0 run, and that was it.
Straight up, Jimmy Palumbo was saying, I'll give you eight. I'll give you nine. I'll give you – that's plus nine. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know where this is going. It was obviously like live betting almost, you know. But the Nets obviously struggled. Harden did play, as I said he would. He wasn't a decoy. He scored 16. He was leading the team in scoring by halftime. Harden drops 30 – I mean, Durant drops 32 – but it's not enough this time.
It wasn't 35.
Wasn't 35. There's your crystal clear number on what you have to do in order to provide a win. And, so now games, the two most famous words in sports, game seven. And it goes down on Saturday. I won't be partaking in any kind of meeting gallery or anything like that. I don't think Shine, by all means, put together a Chop Sports thing. You have our blessings. But game seven. There, the Islanders, actually, as I said before, they have another game on Saturday, so it's a jam-packed Saturday as far as the playoffs are concerned. Right before we started talking today, Kemba Walker dished. What is that about? I mean, like,
it's a salary dump. First of all, he's a scrub.
Is he washed? Like,
he's
I thought
not
he
washed.
Used to be
he's
good.
Not washed, like, but he's just one of those guys that he needs like 35 shots to be effective. He's not doing anything. He's not a facilitator. He's not really. He doesn't have size. He doesn't defend well.
Right.
You know, I guess a high-risk defender where he might get a steal and pop a breakaway. But, you know, it's a salary dump. Boston's kind of
but
looking
I felt
to
like it was not only a salary dump, but they threw out their first-round pick. Like,
well, that's what happens because Kemba isn't that great. And a team that's, I think it's OKC.
Yeah.
You know, they get Al Horford back. So I think he's been, you know, he's had a decent Celtic career. And it just makes sense because they got to revamp things in Boston. That wasn't working.
Okay.
And not that I actually give a fuck about Boston.
No, right.
But I think Ainge is out. Right, so it's like
that
new regime.
Kind of
new regime. It's going to be interesting to see where they take things.
Now, some hot rumors before we move on to baseball. Some hot rumors yesterday. Again, mainstream media kind of like in sports try to start pitching things. I think it was Jay Williams who said that Luka to the Knicks was a thing. Now, look, obviously the Mavericks need to get over the hump with some of this talent that they got. They did not do it this year, so now that's going to make people think that the team is imploding.
No, I'll tell you what it is here. It's first of all, Porzingis could go. I think that he's soft stays. Down low, et cetera, et cetera. And I think the writing is
Knicks
on the wall
won
with
that
him.
Trade.
But over fucking Mark Cuban's dead body, is Luka going anywhere, specifically to New York? That ain't going to happen. It's a pipe dream. And it's typical of Knicks fans and New York media to kind of hype this up 2 years in advance. It's not even like it's like anytime soon.
Right.
You know, and it's all about front office. What happened was, I'm pretty sure Don Nelson was in the front office in Dallas, and they fired him.
Yeah.
So now Luka's saying, oh, you know, it's going to be hard to – what do you mean? You know, you're 21. Right. You're going to get paid a super max deal. We all know that. And it was just a month ago when he was asked after the game. I'm pretty sure it was like either after they were eliminated or what. But it was this postseason where he was asked, you know, you're going to sign that super max? And he looked, and he didn't say yes, but he was like, I think you guys all know the answer to that. Which is yes.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, he can't get that Supermax anywhere else. He's a two-time All-NBA, so he deserves a Supermax. You have to make All-NBA two times to be eligible to get a Supermax contract.
This is all foreign language to me, but yeah.
So Luka's not going to go to New York, guys.
In case you're wondering,
it's stupid.
We're going to squash that real quick and say that Luka will not be a Knick. But you know who will be a Knick? Zion Williamson. That's who's going to be a Knick. He is apparently, and his whole family, not happy in New Orleans.
Dave.
What?
Zion Williamson is also not going to be a Knick. Get these things out of your fucking head. Until it, like, first of all.
I'm manifesting, bro.
I could see Zion testing the market and becoming a free agent. It's just, there's going to be a ton of teams willing to throw money at him. There's going to be the Lakers involved. There's going to be, let's just let it play out. The Knicks are a great, attractive place to play because of the Garden. But a lot of guys over the past 15 years, you know, they made the playoffs in 2013, right? And they didn't do anything with that. And it wasn't like, oh, everyone, the Garden is back. And everyone was saying this then. Let's see it play out. I think Dolan sucks.
Oh, that's,
we'll see how this
not
all
even
goes.
It's not even close. It's not even close. He definitely sucks. That ownership, both ways. He owns both the Knicks and the Rangers. You know what I mean? So Dolan is not your ideal guy to work for. I understand that. Listen, the Garden is still appealing, and now with a winning season, you know, who knows? Maybe it does attract a couple people down the road. We'll see.
Just not Zion and Luka.
Just not anybody good. Yeah. So it'll attract a Kemba Walker after he's done in OKC. That's the one we'll get him.
Hey, guys, this is Sturge from Chop Sports, and I want to talk to you about a new hobby of mine, and that's real estate. Ever since we brought on our resident realtor here at Chop Sports, that's all I can think about. So we got another one. You know who's really good at this stuff? Jay Devlin of CRG Homes. Jay is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and business is booming. Whether you're looking to relocate, buy, rent, or literally purchase property and watch your stacks get higher, Jay is the guy to do this for you. He's already in the process of helping me out right now on a possible summer home. Call Jay right now, 843-315-5913, and have yourself a chat and learn about all the perks and tell him Chop Sports sent you.
The Yankees, 3 in a row. The Yankees swept the
Blue
Jays.
Now I'm starting to feel a little bit better about them.
Well, listen, in baseball in general, it's hard to sweep teams. It really is. Like, it's not as common as you
and
think.
And the Yankees have been playing, like, absolute shit against the AL East this year.
Right.
It was huge to get the win, the three dubs, and, you know.
I know you didn't see the triple play, but we did it again. It was like, there was like 15 numbers involved. There was a lot of shit going on. It took about 3 minutes to get it all done, but they got it done.
Yeah, it sucks because that would have been a great thing to post on.
But we were too busy.
Last triple play got a lot of views.
We were too busy winning softball games.
Well, splitting softball games.
I didn't even mention that we lost.
Yeah, we lost the first game.
We were out of sorts in the first game.
It wasn't even that we were out of sorts the first game. First of all, we couldn't hit both games. We had one really good inning of hitting. We couldn't hit both games, and we just made 7 errors in that one inning where we gave up 5 runs out of this. We lost 6-3 in the first game, and we gave up 5 runs in one inning, and it was all off of errors.
Right.
So
it happens. It happens. Nobody's perfect. But you know who was perfect last night? Freaking Judge. You see him rob that home run? Unbelievable. And that's what it does help.
You know who was perfect last night? Was Gio. Bro, did you see Gio's play at third?
I did not.
Oh, my God. That was everything. The play of the game. Like, the Judge play was amazing, but Judge is 6'7". All he has to do is stand there, right?
Please catch it.
Gio it deep in the hole at third and
did
the Jeter jump throw.
I did see it.
And not only that, he was 3-for-5 with 3 runs scored, a banger, and a single and a double.
Are we worried about Torres? Didn't he left?
Of course I'm worried about Torres. That's not good news.
That's not good news at all.
I don't know enough about it. It could have been.
Yeah, we have to do some more research on that one because we just got the alert as we were all there. Torres left the game with an injury, and I'm like, oh,
I'm wondering if anybody knows that I record from 11, you know, 11-ish
to 12.
Bro, it's insane. Ashley's texted me 6 times. Joe Matarese texted me and called me once. It's just guys.
This is the hour.
She's talking to me about she wants to go to AC next week, and we're trying to book a room for two nights. And it's like $800 for 2 days.
I was going to say, you on the weekend, forget it. You're screwed.
It's $800 for 2 days, but there's this concert that she wants to see at
HQ. Ooh, I want to go.
Big Booty Mix.
Never mind. Yeah,
it's all right. I mean, I fuck with it. It's
cool. You're a Big Booty guy?
Bro, it's a SoundCloud guys. They're SoundCloud guys. So if you know who Big Booty Mix is, if you, you know, have a young girlfriend, you know, then you definitely know who Big Booty Mix is.
You have a 24-year-old girlfriend, you might know who Booty Mix is. But, all right, so, listen, yeah, please, people, leave them alone.
Basically,
this is what I do.
Basically,
they're
DJ. It's a DJ, but they mash up all the fucking new hits. So you'll hear.
It's not really a concert. No, it's just like going to a club.
Yeah, but it's like you got to buy tickets to go to see them. It's like they're going to be on
that
stage.
Good, huh?
I mean, you know, they're not actually fucking singing. They're just
hitting
buttons.
But I'm saying,
they got a big following, we'll say.
Okay, cool. I'm going.
I can't wait to spend a grand.
I'm in.
For fucking 2 days. Like, Ash, we could buy fucking tickets to Lambo and the flight right now for this money. And instead, I got to fucking. Yeah. I love you, Edge. It's all right.
By the way, honey, tickets purchased. Yeah. Let's go. So a Stanton with a two run homer seals the deal for the Yankees yesterday. The A's are coming in. The A's are first place in the West. Here comes a very heavily, you know, they're stacked. You know, the A's are a good baseball team. So let's see what the Yankees could do against the first place Oakland A's this weekend. The Mets are human. They drop finally. They do not complete the sweep against the Cubs. I don't have anything to say about that one other than the fact that they just didn't sweep them. And now they're up 4.5 on the Phillies. The Yankees are quietly 6 games behind Tampa now, where it looked abysmal when they were down like 9.5. So things are moving in the right direction.
And, you know, Glasnow's out. So.
I mean, that's a stopgap. That was a stopgap for that team, you know, and that stinks, man. I don't root for injuries, but, boy, that.
I didn't root for the injury, but I didn't, say I hope Glasnow gets hurt. But the fact that he's hurt is definitely huge for the Yankees.
Definitely a big deal, especially down there along the stretch.
Now, who's their number two starter? Maybe he could go down, too.
They trade them all off.
No, I'm saying, maybe he'll get hurt.
Let's just keep this little injury bug started and keep going. But yeah, so that was the week in sports. The weekend coming up, as I said, Nets game 7. Tonight, my boy Ice Trae Young can put it away. So we'll see if the Sixers move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. It just sounds ridiculous coming
after
out of my
such
face.
Such a putrid loss. I find it hard to see Philly go on the road and win game 6. Usually when a team loses game 5 in devastating fashion and the team has a chance to close it out in game 6, it usually happens. I kind of like Atlanta to close this out fairly easily.
Do you like the Clippers to close out their series tonight?
No.
Okay, so you think the Jazz are going to get one back and then we'll go and that'll be
back
game
to
7?
LA. That's in LA, this game.
This one's in LA.
Yeah.
And they're up 3-2.
It's a good thing nobody in LA actually gives a fuck about the Clippers.
But I'm saying they stole that game on the road, so now they're up 3-2 at home tonight. You're telling me they can't get it done? You think the Jazz are going to come back and win and force a game 7? Okay. You said the series would go 7, and now you have a chance to be right for the second round in a row. I mean, that's really starting taking you serious. Right. You got some serious picks going on here. But that's about it for today as far as the sports are concerned. Hey, guys, listen, you're on the podcast network. Go look up our channel. We have a Chop Sports channel, which now houses all of our podcasts.
Also, I don't want to cut you off, bro, what happened with iTunes yesterday? We got to hope that, for whatever reason, we did release a podcast, and if you're an iTunes listener, you didn't get to hear us yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it just compiles itself and redoes it.
I've been
something.
Trying to troubleshoot this shit all morning, and I don't understand.
But the thing is, I listened to it on the laptop. Yesterday's episode was on, and it just kept disappearing where I couldn't find it again. And then it wouldn't load on my phone, and it was just a mess. But you said it. iTunes is going through all these new changes and stuff.
The fact that what you're alluding to earlier is that we have now a channel where I don't think you could subscribe to it, but it kind of just hubs everything for us.
Yeah.
I think if we want to put the subscription in play, we have to pay money, which everything fucking costs money.
Of course it does.
I just don't see a bonus for us at this point, but maybe we'll get
there.
It's
just nice to have everything in one shot. We have 9 podcasts, Ready to Rock. Today was the debut of the goddamn Jets. Go find those guys on all of your streaming platforms, along with the Squeaky Bum Time podcast, which, again, shout out to those guys for putting in the work, especially Mike, you know, going back and forth with the World Soccer Shop. World Soccer Shop? Yeah. Okay, so they...
I would think so after I did... About 11 hours of fucking graphics.
So, but they put together a great, great competition to get involved with the round of 16. So go check them out. To be eligible, you got to go join their Facebook group. If you're a footy and you like the soccer, I don't know why I said
it. Kick it.
Get on over to the Squeaky Bum Time podcast Facebook group. They dropped their episode today in which they preview, obviously, going forward. The Euros are in full effect. There's games going on right now. Saw one at the bagel shop, which is that's the beauty part about soccer. As much as I don't watch it, it's always on because it's overseas. So the hours are all screwed up. You always have something to watch. So I'm definitely going to check that out.
I find that terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh. If my team played on Tuesday at 10 a.m., I'd be like, God, what?
That's true. I guess for the casual fan, it's cool. Like, it's always on.
Yeah.
Right. But if you're a Manchester United fan, they're like, oh, your game's going to be on Wednesday, 9 o'clock in the morning. And you're like I got to go to work. What am I supposed to do? No production at all.
Production at all, love.
Yeah, exactly. Before we close this out, I do want to give a special, 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 special Happy Father's Day shout to my old man
and to my old man
and to your old man as well. All the dads out there, look, I know there's a lot of a lot of women empowerment out there, and there's people out there like single moms, blah, 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 and that's all great, and I think that you guys are rock stars.
I got a fresh pair of New Balances for you, Dad.
Absolutely,
yeah. Sex Offender 7s.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you guys something. None of this shit would be possible without the dads, okay? Just so you know. So, and I'm not talking about the deadbeats, because I know you're out there, and you're like, well, I haven't seen my son in 17 years. Well, that's your problem. I'm talking about the good dads out there, my dad, your dad. I'm a dad. I think I'm fairly okay at it so far with another one on the way. So I'm excited about that. My brother, shout out to my brother. Happy first Father's Day to my baby bro. Enjoying that one. You provided us with a phenomenal godson. Very excited about all that. So I'm sure we'll be at my dad's pool on Sunday afternoon. And then I'll have to rush over here and do Jersey Boys podcast. But Sunday afternoon, we'll be watching the U.S. Open? Whatever golf thing is happening right now. Yeah, my brother's a big golf guy, so we always kind of get around the TV and watch that shit. So with that, have an amazing weekend, and we will see you guys with hopefully it looks to me that we're going to have some finals set up, Eastern Conference, Western Conference, and the NBA. Good luck to the Yankees this week against Oakland. Let's see if the Mets get the job done against Philly. A lot of stuff to talk about on Monday. Mondays are our favorite shows because there's so much to recap. So for Sturch and Gooch, and somewhere out there, Production Pete, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we'll see you guys on Monday.
Big booty mix.
Somebody's free.